This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 30, How Mr. Rabbit Succeeded in Raising a Dust. In dim times, said Uncle Remus, gazing admiringly at himself in a fragment of looking-glass, Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and Brer Coon and them other creatures go coatin' and sparklin' round the neighborhood mo' sandwichin' folks. 'Twa'n't no, lemme a hoss, nor fetch me my buggy, but they just up and lit out and tote their self. There's old Brer Fox. He just wheel round and fetch his flank one swipe with his tongue, and he'd be combed up. And Brer Rabbit, he just spit on his hands and twist it round amongst the roots of his ears, and his hair'd be roach. They was that flirtatious, continued the old man, closing one eye at his image in the glass, that Miss Meadows and the gals don't see no peace from one weekend to the other. Tuesday was same as Sunday, and Friday was same as Tuesday, and it come down to that pass that when Miss Meadows would have chicken fixings for dinner, in it'd drop Brer Fox and Brer Possum, and when she'd have fried greens, in it'd pop old Brer Rabbit. 'Twill last Miss Meadows, she took and tell the gals that she'd be dat blame if she'd gwanter keep no tavern. So they fix it up among themselves, Miss Meadows and the gals did, that the next time the gents call, they'd give 'em a game. The gents, they was a-courtin', but Miss Meadows, she don't want to marry none of 'em, and neither does the gals. And likewise, they don't want to have 'em pesterin' round. Last, one Tuesday, Miss Meadows, she told them that if they come down to her house the next Saturday evening, the whole caboodle of them would go down the road a piece where there was a big flint rock, and the man what could take a sledgehammer and knock the dust out of that rock, he was the man what would get the pick of the gals. They all say they gwan do it, but old Brer Rabbit, he crope off where there was a cool place under some jimson weeds, and dar he sot, workin' in his mind how he gwanna get dust out of dat rock. By and by, while he was a-settin' dar, up he jump and crack his heels together and sing out, make a bow to the buzzard, and then to the crow, takes a limber-toed gentleman for to jump Jim Crow. And with that, he put out for Brer Coon's house and borry his slippers. When Saturday evening come, they was all there. Miss Meadows and the gals, they was there. And Brer Coon, and Brer Fox, and Brer Possum, and Brer Terrapin, they was there. Where was the rabbit? The little boy asked. You can put your bins, old Brer Rabbit, the old man replied with a chuckle. He was there, but he shuffled up kinder late. 'Cause when Miss Meadows and the balance of 'em done gone down to the place, Brer Rabbit, he crope round to the ash hopper and fill Brer Coon's slippers full of ashes, and then he took and put 'em on and march off. He got there after a while, and soon as Miss Meadows and the gals seed 'em, they's up and giggle and make a great admiration 'cause Brer Rabbit got on slippers. Brer Fox, he's so smart, he holler out, he did, and say he lay Brer Rabbit got the ground itch. But Brer Rabbit, he sort of shut one eye, he did, and say, says he, I've been so used to riding horseback, as these here ladies knows, that I'm getting sort of tender-footed. And they don't hear much more from Brer Fox that day. 'Cause he remember how Brer Rabbit done been and rid him, and hit us just about as much as Miss Meadows and the gals could do for to keep the snickers from getting up a disturbance among the congregation. But never mind that. Old Brer Rabbit, he was dar, and he's so brash that little mole, and he'd grab up the sledgehammer and open up the racket for anybody in the world. But Brer Fox, he shoved Brer Rabbit out of the way and picked up the sludge himself. "Now then," continued the old man with pretty much the air of one who had been the master of similar ceremonies, "the province was this year. Every gent was to have 3 licks at the rock, and the gent which fetched the dust, he were the one which gwine to take the pick of the gals." Old Brer Fox, he grabbed the sledgehammer, he did, and he come down on the rock. Blim! No dust ain't come. Then he draw back and down he come again. Bam! No dust ain't come. Then he spit in his hand and give a big swing, and down she come. Kablap! And yet no dust ain't flewed. Then Brer Possum, he make trial. And Brer Coon, all the balance of them except Brer Terrapin, and he allowed that he got a crick in his neck. Then Brer Rabbit, he grabbed hold of the sludge, and he lipped up in the air and come down in the rock all at the same time. Pow! And the ashes, they flewed up so they did, that Brer Fox, he took and had a sneezing spell, and Miss Meadows and the gals, they up and cough. 3 times Brer Rabbit jump up and crack his heels together and come down with his sledgehammer. Kablam! And every time he jump up, he holler out, "Stand further, ladies! Here come the dust!" And sure enough, the dust come. "Leastways," continued Uncle Remus, "Brer Rabbit got one of the gals, and they had a wedding and a big affair." "Which of the girls did the rabbit marry?" asked the little boy, dubiously. "I did hear tell of her name," replied the old man with a great affectation of interest, "but look like I done and forget it out of my mind. If I don't disremember," he continued, "it was Miss Molly Cottontail, and I expect we better let it go with that." End of tale.